Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
May be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The middle of last week, a man came here to Pilgrim asking if we had work that he could do in order for him to earn money that he could use to pay for the hotel where he and his wife had been staying since he lost his job. Maybe you and I can relate to being out of work. And if not being out on the street, at least we can relate to being afraid of being out on the street. Such fear of being out on the street can be a point of contact for us with today's gospel reading, with its so-called parable of the dishonest manager, who himself feared being out on the street. The lengthy gospel reading includes not only that parable, but the reading also includes Jesus' teaching related to that parable, both about faithfulness in what is little or much, and about not being able to serve God and money. And the reading also includes Jesus' reproving the Pharisees, who were lovers of money. This morning we consider the gospel reading under the theme, Received into Eternal Dwellings. As you may recall, in last week's gospel reading, Jesus was receiving tax collectors and sinners and eating with them. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling. So Jesus told them three parables about rejoicing over finding something that was lost: a lost sheep, a coin, and a younger son who had squandered or wasted his property in reckless living. Cast in that reading as the older son who was angry and refused to rejoice that the father had received back his younger brother safe and sound, the Pharisees arguably are cast differently in today's reading. In today's reading, the Pharisees are cast as a dishonest manager or steward who wastes his master's possessions and ends up fearing being put out on the street. The Pharisees clearly were still listening in today's gospel reading as Jesus taught at least the 12 disciples and still teaches us today. This 16th chapter of St. Luke's divinely inspired gospel account has both this parable we heard today, ostensibly about the right use of money, and a parable that we will hear next Sunday about the wrong use of money. Elsewhere, Jesus said, the money-loving Pharisees devoured widows' houses. But we should reflect on our own right and wrong uses of money. Are we faithful in very little and much? Or are we dishonest in very little and much? Do we, like the man in the parable, try to serve two masters? Do we, with our heart, love, and with our mind, are we devoted to the right master more? If we are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we fail to live up to God's standard, not only in this case, but in all others. We are sinful by nature, and so we sin, like the Pharisees, like the dishonest manager in the parable. In the parable, the dishonest manager was not strong enough to dig, arguably the hardest work, and he was ashamed to beg, perhaps the easiest work. So he reduced the debts of his master's debtors, so that they would receive him into their houses, either as an employee or as a guest. His master commended the dishonest manager, not for his dishonesty, not for cheating the poor, which today's Old Testament reading condemns, But the master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. And Jesus told his disciples that they should be so shrewd as to make friends for themselves by means of money, so that those friends may receive them into eternal dwellings. The obdurate Pharisees had no shame, but ridiculed Jesus' teaching and justified themselves. God knew their hearts, and he knows ours. God calls and enables us shrewdly both to realize the urgent situation we are in, that time is short before we have to give an account to God, and to make use of the means necessary in order to reach our goal. For us, more than a job or temporary housing is at stake. Our eternal dwelling in the kingdom of God, or outside of it, in the hell that we by nature, on account of our sins, deserve. When we repent, as did the younger son in the preceding parable, then, as we sang in the psalm, the Lord lifts us up from the ashes of our penitence. That Jesus says we should make friends for ourselves by means of money so that they may receive us into the eternal dwellings sounds as if we can make our way into heaven, either with the money itself or by the things that we do with the money. But the whole of Scripture makes clear that that is not the case, that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lived up to God's standard for us, and on the cross paid the price for our failure to live up to it. As we heard in today's epistle reading, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who offered himself as a ransom for us. We are not ashamed to beg for God's mercy, and when we do, for Jesus' sake, God forgives not only part, 50 or 20%, but all, 100% of our countless debt of sin. Jesus makes himself the friend not only of the Bible's tax collectors and sinners, but also of you and me. As the man in the parable was not strong enough to dig, we cannot save ourselves, but enabled by God, as we sang in the hymn of the day, we seek where we may to find a way that leads to our salvation. We're justified because he died, the guilty being guiltless. We do not, like the Pharisees, merely consider ourselves to be righteous before people, but God declares and so makes us righteous before him. And God declares and makes us righteous through his word and sacraments. The dishonest manager in the parable was a household steward. And stewardship is a theme running through the gospel reading, which uses five different words related to house, and so also stewardship, a total of 9 times. The Bible speaks of stewards most narrowly in connection to God's ministry of purely preaching his word and rightly administering his sacraments, holy baptism, individual holy absolution, and the sacrament of the altar. Unlike the man in the parable and the Pharisees who did not receive sinners and eat with them, God's ministers are supposed to be faithful, or they can no longer be stewards. Their stewardship is taken away, as it was. Spiritual leaders truly have to give an account, but they also live in the forgiveness of sins by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the same grace by which they are only able to be stewards in the first place. More broadly, all of us who believe are stewards. God entrusts us with material blessings, and he gives us spiritual blessings, such as the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, being received into eternal dwellings. Saved by grace through faith, here and now we faithfully use the material blessings, both to further the work of God's kingdom and to help those in need, as our congregation's Titus Fund did this past week, helping the man and his wife who needed a temporary dwelling to keep them off the street. We serve our Master God in the person of our neighbors, making friends of them, proving that we have saving faith in Jesus Christ, and so proving that we are faithful. Then, when we die or the Lord returns, whichever comes first, those friends who repent and believe will join Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of those receiving and welcoming us into our heavenly dwellings. There we will not be as an employee working, but we will be as a welcome guest resting. The dishonest manager in the parable shrewdly reduced the debts of his master's debtors so that they would receive him into their temporary earthly houses. And enabled by God, we shrewdly make friends by means of money so that they may receive us into the eternal heavenly dwellings. Maybe we'll see the couple that we helped this week there. By grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we who repent and believe will be received into eternal dwellings. Now we pray again, as we did in the hymn of the day, my crown's delight, my crown most bright, O Christ, my joy forever. Not wealth nor pride nor fortune's tide our bonds of love shall sever. You are my Lord, your precious word shall guide my way and help me stay forever in your presence. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.